Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise, and today I want to talk to you about prioritization and the things that you should really focus on when you're building a high-ticket dropshipping business. So just like the main things to prioritize. But if it's your first time listening to the podcast or watching one of my YouTube videos, definitely get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. All right, so let's get into it. When you're building a niche store, and I always recommend building a niche store over a general store, a broad store, just because you'll have more of a focus. They tend to convert better. And you'll really be able to narrow down specifically with your target and with your content and everything, one particular category of products. You can grow from there, but definitely kill one category before you go to the next one. All right, so prioritizations are really important, and you have to prioritize, number one, finding the best and top competitor to model your store after. That's the main thing. So don't just like go over to all competitors that you know might be somewhat related to your niche and then just get ideas from random ones. You got to really research and find the best ones. And the way I do that is by using a tool called SEMrush or SEMrush. And it's a website where you get SEO analytics for any site you want. And if you just open a free account, you can, I think, get up to like 4 or 5 different websites data. And so go through Google Shopping and find the competitors that you think are, you know, the ones to model after, and then plug them each into SEMrush and find out which one is the top one, which one's been around the longest, has the best SEO rankings, has the most traffic, pays the most for traffic. And that's going to be the one you should model after, okay? And once you get that down, then you want to go through their store and really research their store and figure out, you know, how they organize things and what all the categories are like and what kind of content they have. And the most important thing is what brands they offer, okay? And so all the different brands they offer, you want to figure out of all the brands that they offer, which ones are their best-selling suppliers. Those are the ones you really want to target and really want to prioritize going after, especially with phone calls, but also with outreach emails. And so once you get those top selling suppliers on board with your business, a partnership agreement's filled out between you and them. It's called an authorized dealer agreement. Well, then you have the best chance of success because you're dealing with a brand probably that has a lot of market share already in that industry, whatever industry that happens to be. And with that, you're going to be able to grow exponentially. So you're going to be able to take advantage of what they're already doing in the marketplace. And all you have to do is then drive traffic to the store, that traffic that is already looking for the products that they sell. And you're going to basically be intercepting that traffic, and you're going to provide an awesome buying experience, shopping experience on your website. And then you need to provide the best customer service and everything you can do. And you got to close sales and stuff like that. But when you get those sales, the best selling suppliers usually are going to offer better margins as well. And so those are the ones to go with. So definitely look at their sales data as much as you can. Sometimes websites make it hard to see that, but usually you can just go into each of the main categories, collections, and sort by best sellers, or just kind of look at their brand's page or their website and see which ones that they really like promote the most, which ones are at the top of the lists. And just look left to right, top to bottom, across their menu categories and their homepage, and their, if they have a brands page, that kind of thing, and just kind of see which ones that are at the top of that list. Those are usually the best-selling suppliers, and those are the ones to go after. And once you get that, then you can also do deeper research, and you can find out the best-selling products that those suppliers offer by just looking at the brand's collection on the competitor's site and sorting by bestsellers and seeing them that way. And you should be able to tell exactly which SKUs then to focus most of your effort for optimization on, especially in the beginning. By optimization, I mean making sure that they have free gifts, making sure that the product description is customized and really well filled out and really, you know, looks good and it's flashy. And you really need to make sure that you have the best price as well. There should always be map pricing with the best-selling suppliers, and just make sure you have the best offer available online. And then when you do launch ads, make sure that you have a competitive bid as well. And some of these best-selling suppliers are going to have a lot of competition, so you're going to have to bid a bit higher. But if you have a really good offer, then it's going to be worth it. And you just don't want to bid too much, and you don't want to bid too little. So you want to find that kind of medium ground, and so that you're up there with the top 5 or 6 competitors at the top of the Google results every time someone types in the brand name or a SKU keyword or something like that. And then you're going to be able to probably get some really good sales that way. So if you go with this mindset, it's sometimes you're going to run into some obstacles, like it's going to be hard to get those top selling suppliers. And oftentimes they'll just ignore you completely. So you want to definitely go after all the suppliers that you possibly can within that niche, so that hopefully some of them just get on board with you right away and you can start making sales. But you still want to have some bottom line, foundational filters that you work with. Like, you don't work with suppliers that take a long time to ship out. You want to make sure that they're going to ship within a couple of business days. You don't want to work with suppliers that don't have MAP pricing. And if you do, you just want to make sure that you understand that oftentimes it's going to be tough to compete, and you want to exclude them from a low price guarantee policy if you have one of those. You definitely don't want to work with suppliers that have bad product quality and bad warranty service and things like that. And so you want to look online for reviews on those products. And usually you don't want to look at niche sites for reviews, because sometimes they're fake. You want to look at marketplaces like eBay or Amazon or Houzz or Wayfair is probably, Wayfair is somewhere between a niche site and a marketplace. But I would say like Houzz, Amazon, and eBay are pretty fair. They put real reviews up there. For the most part. So definitely look at marketplaces if they have them on there and see what the reviews are like. And if the product quality is low, I definitely would not recommend selling their products. You are the one that's taking the risk by selling it, because you have to capture the payment on your merchant account. So if somebody is wrong with the product, the supplier may not always, provide you with a refund. So if the customer gets a product, it stops working or it's damaged in shipment or something like that, the liability will fall back on you first before it falls on the supplier, because you're the one that accepted the money, and the customer can always just file a chargeback or dispute with his credit card processor or PayPal or whatever. So you definitely want to be careful and work with top tier suppliers, ones that have good product quality and things like that. And then you want to do your best work to provide the best customer service and follow up as possible, so that you have a really good high quality business and you're only represented by brands that have high quality businesses and products as well. All right, guys, well, I hope this helps. This is really the foundation. We're building a good quality business. If you make mistakes like I've made in the past, where you get low quality suppliers on that provide cheaper products, and even if they sell a lot, you make a ton of money right off the bat, like right away, then you still might have problems later on, because those, sales might end up getting charged back to you and you have dispute problems and things like that. So don't make the mistakes of selling cheaper products. Don't make the mistake of only getting suppliers that aren't really that best selling or whatever, just not doing enough research in the beginning, but like actually do the research and get the best selling suppliers on board, because those are the ones that are going to make your business great. All right, guys, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast and watching this video, definitely subscribe and leave a review. I appreciate it. If you're interested in getting help with high-ticket dropshipping, I have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass at ecommerceparadise.com, as well as a turnkey service and Google Ad Management and SEO services. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com and check it all out. And I have lots of free resources there as well, blog articles, and definitely watch the rest of my YouTube videos and listen to my podcast. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next one.